School. It's time for another edition of High School Basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight it's the Class D1 Boys Sub-District. First round, the Sacred Heart Irish facing off with Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, the Titans. As I said, we are in Johnson tonight. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Justin Fluke, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. Well, this is a matchup of two teams that have seen each other before this season. They played out in the Mudecas tournament at Beatrice last month in January. In that game, Sacred Heart came away with the win 31-22, a low-scoring contest. I happened to cover that one, and that was one of those nights where neither team could buy a basket at any price. The ball just would not fall, and consequently, that very low varsity score, 31-22. Talked to Jamie Stice, the coach at HTRS a few minutes ago, and he said 22 points, you got to know that's not going to cut it. He's just hoping they can get a better offensive production tonight against the Irish. Similar records on the season, Sacred Heart at 13-11, HTRS at 11-12, and for those of you that follow these teams regularly, you realize that the Sacred Heart Irish down there near the 500 mark, that is a real anomaly. They are usually en route to the state tournament by now and pushing 20 wins, and this has just not been one of those seasons for Sacred Heart. A bit of a down year, and yet Coach Doug Gold still has them above 500 for the year, and they're going to finish over 500 on the season despite having a few struggles. We'll step aside here and take a one-minute break, a one-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game right after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound
City
have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. The crowd's starting to file in here. They're starting to fill the place up. A gorgeous day for people to travel up here to take in high school basketball. We were here last week for the girls' sub-districts, and to give you an idea, 1 week ago tonight, I was here at Johnson. When I walked in the door, it was 8 below 0. When I walked in a minute ago, it was 67 degrees. So we've had a 75-degree swing in a week here from when we played the girls' games to tonight. A very pleasant evening and a lot of people turning out for tonight's game. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this Class D1 sub-district matchup. First of all, for the HTRS Titans, they are coached by Jamie Stice. Jamie, incidentally, is the nephew of Doug Goltz, the head coach at Sacred Heart. So this is uncle versus nephew here this evening. For the Titans, 11-12 on the year. Coach Stice will go with Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap is a 6-foot senior, averages 10.5 points per ball game. Brendan Vaughn, also a senior, he's 6 foot. He averages 8 points per contest. Kamian Detman, just a sophomore, at 5'8". Detman puts in 3 points per game. Emmett Glaudar is the leading scorer for the Titans. He's a 6'2 junior, averaging just over 13 points per contest. And Hunter Bowling rounds out the starting five. He is a 6-foot senior, averaging just under 7 points per game thus far this season. As we said, the Titans 11-12 coming into this one. Starting lineup for Doug Goltz and the Sacred Heart Irish, 13-11 on the year. He'll go with Cole Taft. Taft, a 5'11 junior, and he is the leading scorer on this team, 16 points per contest. Bo Fletcher. Fletcher, just a sophomore at 6 foot, 12.5 points per game for the Irish. Brandon Lemron, he's the point guard. He averages 8.9 points and 3.5 rebounds from that point guard position. He's a junior at 5'10". Tate Wilcox, a 6-foot senior, 1.8 points, but 3.5 rebounds for the Irish per ball game. And Cooper Kanabe finishes out the starting five for Coach Golds. Kanabe is a 6'3 junior, 4.5 points per game, and he pulls down 4.5 rebounds per contest also for Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart Irish and the HTRS Titan boys getting set to do battle here. The winner of this one will advance to tomorrow night's 6 o'clock matchup and will face the number one seed here in the sub-district, the Johnson-Brock Eagles. Also tomorrow night, the second game will be the Pawnee City Indians and the Southern Raiders, and we will have both of those games live for you here on Sunny 101.3. So a doubleheader coming up tomorrow night. The winner of this one versus Johnson, and then Pawnee City versus Southern for the nightcap. That's what we've got scheduled tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. We're getting set for the introduction of the starting lineups and for our national anthem, so we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques, boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
For the sub-district action, we want to also remind you that tomorrow night over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon will be in Auburn as he'll have Class C1 sub-district action. The Auburn Bulldogs will be facing off against the winner of tonight's Wilbur-Claytonia-Raymond Central game. That's being played right about now over in Auburn, and that'll be tomorrow night on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call, the Auburn Bulldogs in their C1 sub-district action. All right, we've had the introduction of starting lineups over the PA. The players break the huddle and come out and get ready to jump it up here into the center circle. Brogan Dunlap in there for HTRS. He'll go against Sacred Heart's Cooper Kanabe. Our official steps into the center, and we're ready to get underway. Sub-district basketball live tonight from Johnson-Brock, and now the official trying to realign the kids here a little bit around this center circle. Now he'll step in, and here's the tip. Controlled by the Irish. Coming down with the basketball is Bo Fletcher. Driving, laying up, and good. Fletcher grabbed that tip, went right to the hoop, and laid it in for a quick 2 points. Sacred Heart jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Into forecourt is Dunlap on the dribble for the Titans. He's trapped, double-teamed, in trouble here in the corner. Got rid of the basketball to the right side baseline down in the corner. Shot is up and good on the baseline, put in under the basket by Emmett Vladar. or the first two for HTRS. All tied to two apiece. Opening seconds here, 7:30 to play, first quarter. Irish with the basketball into forecourt. Brendan Limron will set the offense. Beats to Fletcher to the left wing. Here's a long three up and good. Cole Taft with the bullseye from out here on the left elbow. Dropped that one in, nothing but nylon. Fast break the other direction. Comes Brennan Vaughn under the basket. Kicks it out to the right side. The ball got away. Touched last by, looks like Detman touched it, so it's going to belong to the Irish. Sacred Heart with the basketball and a 5-2 lead. We're still in the opening minute of play here at Johnson-Brock. Here come the Irish. Cole Taft gets the handoff, dribbles across court with a skip pass to Fletcher. Jump shot, free throw line up and good by Bo Fletcher. Fletcher with a pair of quick buckets. He's got 4 points, and the Irish are out to a 5-point lead, 7-2. Titans in backcourt with the dribble is Kamian Detman. Ball stolen away from Detman, now stolen back, and Detman gets the loose basketball. Limron had it there for a moment. Now quickly into forecourt goes Dunlap in the paint. Feeds it under the basket. Shot up off the glass and good by Vaughn. Brendan Vaughn took the feed from Detman with the assist. Vaughn put it down. It's 7-4. Irish by three. Cooper Canabi has the basketball on the cross-court pass to the right elbow. Man-to-man defense here by HTRS. They come to the left wing with it. Into the corner goes Cole Taft. Turnaround, spin move, Fletcher. Shot off the glass, no. Rebound, Cooper Canabi clears it back to the top of the circle up to Limron. Brendan Limron penetrates in the paint, beats to Canabi under the basket. Shot is up off, no good. Rebound, try for follow shot, won't go. Try for tip-in, put up by Wilcox, it won't go. And the ball got tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by the Titans. Sacred Heart will have it with a new shot clock. 35 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding the ball under the basket is Taft. They get it inside. Fletcher, fall-away shot in the paint. Up off, no good. Glodar with the rebound for the Titans. Emmett Glodar down court on the dribble. Gets it across the timeline, has the ball tipped away from him. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Irish. We'll see who they put this one on. I believe it's going to be on Cole Taft. And on Taft, that'll be his first personal team foul number one on the Irish. 5:50 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-4 if you're just joining us. Sacred Heart with a 3-point lead here in this boys sub-district action, Class D1. There's a bounce pass to Glodar. Wide of the mark, it got away and went out of bounds. Emma Glodar just didn't see that one coming as they tried to feed him under the basket. Irish come on the attack. Brendan Limron, the point guard, dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle, works to the right side of the lane with a pass to Bo Fletcher. Underneath Canabi into paint. He can't get free for the shot. Back to Taft. Canabi again under the bucket. Shot up and good. Taft with a nice feed. Found Cooper Canabi standing under the hoop. Canabi laid it off the glass. It's 9-4. 5-point lead for the Irish. Titans with the basketball. This is Emmett Glodar. Beats the right elbow to Kamian Detman. Detman up top to Dunlap. Brogan Dunlap holds the ball for a moment. Now to the left wing to Vaughn. Skip pass across court. Comes back to Dunlap here on the near side. Titans move from our left to right, from south to north. They feed it down into the corner on the right side of the basket to Kamian Detman. He can't get a look. Over there to defend him is Tate Wilcox. Bounce pass to the left side. Ball is loose. Traveling is going to be called on Brendan Vaughn. So it'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Irish. The Battle of Richardson County tonight being played here in Nemaha County. HTRS and Sacred Heart. 9-4. Irish up by 5. Long 3. Cole Taft is off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Kamian Detman for the Titans. Detman takes it all the way to the hoop. Turnaround shot up and good. Nice job there by Kamian Detman for his first bucket of the night. And it's 9-6. The lead is 3 for the Irish. Cooper Canabi holds the ball, hands to Bo Fletcher. One dribble by Fletcher at the top of the key, kicks it out to the right side to Limron. Limron trying to dribble to get away from Detman, can't do it. Across court pass to the near side, comes to Cole Taft. Taft now tries to penetrate in the paint. Oh, he had Canabi under the basket and couldn't hit him. Now the Canabi grabs up the loose basketball into Wilcox. Shot is up and good. Tate Wilcox with his first point of the night. He's got a pair. It's 11-6. The lead is back to 5 once again for Sacred Heart. The ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Bo Fletcher. Fletcher's going to take it all the way in. Tried to go in for a driving layup. Got hammered on the baseline under the basket. He'll be at the line to shoot 2 shots. The foul is going to be called on Emmett Glodar. On Emmett, his first personal, first team foul of the period on the HTRS Titans. Bo Fletcher at the line has 4 points so far tonight on a pair of field goals. First free throw is up and short just off the front of the rim. He'll have a second shot coming. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. 11-6, Irish up by 5. Second free throw up and good for Bo Fletcher. Got it to fall. That makes it a 12-6 ball game. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. 3:50 to play in the first period. 12-6, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the HTRS Titans. I'm Randy Gatula here at Courtside. Justin Fluke, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. Evan Plodar quickly down the floor on a fast break. Feeds it under the basket to Dunlap. Oh, he missed the bunny. Try for follow shot for Dunlap. It won't go. And the rebound pulled out by Cooper Kanabe. Back-to-back shots for Dunlap right under the bucket. Wouldn't fall. Kanabe brings it into forecourt. Kanabe free throw line. Jump shot off the rim. No. Rebound Fletcher. Bo Fletcher in traffic in the corner. Tried to put a bounce pass up, but wait a minute. Going to say it went out of bounds. He stepped on the sideline. It'll be Titans basketball. Inbounding it is Hunter Bowling. Bowling with the ball down court quickly. Dunlap drives in, driving layup up and good. Quick move to the basket for Brogan Dunlap. His first 2 points of the ball game, and it's a 4-point ball game. 12-8, Irish lead it. In traffic is Cole Tapp. Tapp with a little underhanded scoop shot under the basket, doesn't go. Brogan Dunlap with the rebound. Dunlap, 2-on-2, fast break, kicks it out to the left wing. There's a long three from the left side that's up and off, no good. Rebound Hunter Bowling underneath. Bowling kicks it back out to Detman. Here's a three from the left corner, off by Dunlap, won't go. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's touch slash on the baseline by Brendan Vaughn. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Substitute into the game for the Irish, checking in is Toby Baxter. Baxter comes into the contest. He will replace Tate Wilcox. Baxter, 5'11", sophomore, making his first appearance tonight for the Irish. 12-8, Sacred Heart up by 4. Bo Fletcher, floating lay-in off the front of the rim, doesn't go. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Bo Fletcher. He tried to go after his own rebound. Fletcher picks up his first personal and the second team foul of the quarter on the Irish. 2:41 to play first quarter. 12-8. Sacred Heart up by 4. Bounce pass into forecourt. On the dribble, Darius Bowling in the lineup. Turns it over. Grabbed up by Lemron. Lemron across the midcourt line. Sets it up in forecourt. Now he'll back it between the rings. Goes up with a three that's blocked by Glaudar. Glaudar blocked the shot. Grabbed the basketball. Gives it up to Darius Bowling. Bowling with the ball. Finds Emmett Glaudar again at the top of the key. Vladart, the leading scorer on this team, 13 points per game. He's got 2 so far tonight. At the top of the circle is Brogan Dunlap holding the basketball. Now a bounce pass to Brendan Vaughn on the right wing. He's in traffic. Kicks it to Bowling, right side. Jump shot is and good. Hitting the jumper is Hunter Bowling. His first 2 points. And now all 5 starters have scored. There's a three from the right corner up and good. Hitting the three deep in the corner was Cole Tapp. His second 3-pointer of the night. And the Irish have jumped back to a 5-point lead at 15-10. And then a turnover down here is going to give the ball right back to the Irish. Sacred Heart is going to have the ball back after the turnover on the inbound pass by HTRS. 1:49 to go here in the first quarter. Bounce pass is stolen away on the inbound pass. Here's a breakaway for the lay-in, left-handed up, and good by Brennan Vaughn. The run-out lay-in there, nobody back on defense. Irish got caught sleeping on D. Here's a three from the corner. Tapp doesn't go. Rebound Fletcher. Outlet pass comes to Taft. Another floater in the paint. It won't fall. Boy, the easy one's right under the bucket. Nobody's able to make tonight, and they're hitting the long three-pointers. Hunter Bowling brings the ball into forecourt to set the offense. Lemron had a steal for a moment, then the ball grabbed back up. Bowling is in the corner. Goes around Taft. Tried a little reverse layup. Flips the ball back to his teammate. And a whistle and a foul. He gave it back to Jonathan Cook, who's in the lineup. And I think we're going to put Cook to the free throw line. He's a 6-foot junior who just checked into the game. He'll be at the line shooting two shots. Brendan Lemrod called for the personal. His first, team foul number 3. The first free throw for Cook is up and off. No good. Oh, wait a minute. They're not going to count that first one. He still shoots 2. The buzzer went off and they had kids running around. So here's the first of 2. It's up and it's good this time. So Cook got a mulligan there. The first one didn't go, but they had people running around on the lane and the buzzer sounded. So Jonathan Cook now takes his second free throw. It's up, and this one is off the rim, doesn't go. Lemron has the rebound. 15-13. It's a 2-point Sacred Heart lead with 1:05 to go here in the first quarter. Brendan Lemron on the dribble, kicks to the left corner. There's a 3 that's up and good. Hayden Clow hits the bullseye from the right side. He spliced it right in the middle of the net. 18-13, the lead back to 5. Clow had just checked in moments ago and didn't waste any time putting that 3 down. Inside the paint, there's a 4th shot up that's good, and a whistle and the foul. The basket is going to be good by Jonathan Cook, and he drew the foul on Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe's first personal, team foul number 4. So Cook will be at the line for the and one. He can get HTRS back within 2 points here. Shot is up, it's off, couldn't get it. Lead is 3 for the Irish, 39 seconds to go in the quarter, 32 on the shot clock. 18-15, Sacred Heart with a 3-point lead. Bo Fletcher handles the basketball for the Irish. Fletcher hands it off to Hayden Clow. Clow on the little weave at the top of the key. Lemron, open look, 3. Nope, couldn't get her. Kanabe has the rebound. Back to Lemron. 21 seconds to go. 13 on the shot clock. That last one did not touch the rim. Bo Fletcher on the dribble. Fletcher tried to feed it into Wilcox. Ball stolen away. And then traveling is going to be called on Kamian Detman. Detman travels with the basketball. It'll give it back to Sacred Heart with 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Irish up 18-15 by 3. They have 10 seconds. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt. Cole Taft will inbound the ball. Taft to inbound it. Gets it to the top of the circle to Lemron. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Lemron, they're going to have to hurry. 3 seconds. They're not going to get one off. Yeah, they did, barely, and it's off no good. After one quarter, Sacred Heart leading 18-15. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
February is Heart Health Month, and Nemohawk County Hospital wants to keep your heart beating strong. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and routine checkups are vital to heart health. Have questions about your heart? Schedule an appointment with your primary care provider today and take care of your heart because it takes care of you. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we have a fresh 8 minutes up on the score clock here at Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart leading HTRS by 3, 18-15, as we move into the second stanza. HTRS will have the first possession of the basketball. Rogan Dunlap dribbles between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle. Feeds it to Hunter Bowling in the corner right side. Jump shot up and off, no good. Rebound put back up and good by Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn was there to get the tip in, and it's a 1-point ball game, 18-17, Irish leading. 7:35 to go here, just underway in this second quarter at Johnson Brock. Cole Taft dribbling the basketball against the man-to-man defense. Gets inside the paint. Hunter Bowling picks him up, denies him the basket. Oh, there's a nice underhanded scoop lay-in by Brendan Lemron. Brandon Lemron with his first points of the ball game. He's got 2, and that puts the Irish back up by 3. There's a turnover, a travel, an unforced turnover here on the Titans. They were coming up the four, getting ready to confront that mid-court, half-court press by the Irish, and they turn it over before they reach the defenders. Irish get the ball back. Lemron to inbound it. looking for Kanabe under the basket. Now Libs lobs it up top to Taft. Taft guarded very closely by Hunter Bowling. Bowling right in his back pocket as he got the ball. Hayden Clow now on the dribble. Has it stolen away by Bowling. Bowling driving lay-in up and good. Nice job there by Hunter Bowling. His second bucket of the night. He's got four. And it's 20-19. The Irish lead is back down to one. Cooper Kanabe with the basketball. Kanabe gives to Cole Taft. Taft baseline left side jump shot that's in and out. He's knocked to the floor. No whistle. Rebound. Hunter Bowling behind the back dribble into forecourt. Comes Bowling with the ball. Gives up to Emmett Glaudar. Glaudar bounce pass. Comes to Brogan Dunlap on the near side. A cross court pass. Skip pass to the far side. Kamian Detman with the basketball. Irish should drop back into a 2-3 zone here now. They were running a man-to-man earlier. Now Dunlap with the basketball. Tries to get into the paint. They collapse on him. He has to flip it out to Hunter Bowling on the left wing. Shot clock is down to 7. In paint, in traffic. Out to the right side. Glaudar, top of the key. Dunlap just before the shot clock. Shot is off. No good. He tried to 3. And the rebound to Hayden Clow. Clow with the basketball across the division line. Into forecourt with the basketball to the left wing. To Taft. Taft launches a long 3. Hits off the rim. The rebound tipped out and grabbed away by Brennan Vaughn for the Titans. And now we've got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on the Irish here. Substitute Bo Fletcher back into the lineup. Fletcher in replacing Hayden Clow. That foul is going to be on Dunlap. Rogan Dunlap picks up his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Titans. Irish basketball into Kanabe. The shot is up and good. They found Cooper Kanabe with a little inbound pass under the basket. Nobody there to guard him, and Kanabe had an easy 2 off the glass. From the corner, a 3 for the Titans is up and off. Dunlap rebound, follow shot put back up and good. Vaughn tried a 3 from the corner. Dunlap pulled down the rebound and got the put back for the 2. 22-21. Irish up by 1. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Kanabe in the paint. Spin move off the glass over Glaudar. Couldn't get it to fall. Dunlap there for the rebound for the Titans. Brogan Dunlap across the timeline at the free throw circle to the right side. A reach-in slapping foul there is going to be called on Bo Fletcher. On Fletcher, his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. 5:19 to go here in the second period. Substitute in now for the Irish, Kyler Sipple, into the ballgame for the first time tonight. He's a 5'11 junior. So Kyler Sipple onto the floor, him making his debut here in the sub-district. Hunter Bowling gets a pass into the corner, kicks it back to Dunlap. Into the paint, top of the circle, Dunlap right elbow. Can't get a look at it. A cross-court pass finds Detman. Detman with a floater that bounces once, twice, and off won't go. Rebound taken down by Kyler Sipple. Fast break to the other end. Sipple down court quickly to Cooper Kanabe at the free throw circle. Back it comes to Sipple in traffic. Baxter couldn't get a look at it. Emmett Glaudar there to defend against him. In the paint goes Lemron. Ball away shot, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Baxter had it for a moment. Saved from going out of bounds and tipped in. Great effort over here by Brennan Vaughn. Titans come up with the basketball. Vaughn gets it back from his teammate. Emmett Glaudar for 3 from the right wing. Up and good. Emmett Glaudar, the 6'2 junior. Spliced a 3 from the right elbow. And it's 24-22. Titans with the lead now, up by 2. HTRS on top with 4:12 to play in this first half. Trying to work into the paint is Lemron. Come back to Cole Taft with the pass. Hunter Bowling chases Taft in the man-to-man defense. Taft gets a pick set, comes back to the top of the key. They ran a little pick and roll there. Lemron, a little floater in the paint. Nope. Ball tipped out. Safe from going out of bounds. Great effort there to save her from going out of bounds, but then a timeout is going to be taken by HTRS with 3:51 to play here in the first half, 24-22. The Titans lead the Irish. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying Sub-District Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula. Our producer-engineer tonight is Justin Fluke. And, Justin, you'll be interested to know that we have a special listener in Louisville, Kentucky. His name is Matt Prophet, and Matt seldom misses a broadcast here on Sunny 101.3 or over on KTNC. Shirttail relation of mine, and the young man enjoys high school basketball, the Nebraska version, almost every time we're on the air. So we're glad to have Matt Prophet listening tonight from Louisville, Kentucky, on that MSC radio app. All right, back to live action. HTRS has possession of the basketball. Left side, Brennan Vaughn to the near side pass. Darius Bowling back in the ballgame. Darius takes a couple of dribbles, goes to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap feeds to Hunter Bowling. Bowling off the glass, up and good. Hunter Bowling with a nice-looking shot. He's got 6 points, and the lead is four now. This is HTRS's biggest lead of the ballgame. Cooper Kanabe on the dribble, top of the circle. Kanabe feeds Kyler Sipple. Sipple to the right elbow, goes to Lemron with it. Taft, Hunter Bowling, chases Cole Taft. Taft can't get away from him. Pressuring man-to-man defense here now by the HTRS Titans. Left wing, Kyler Sipple. Sipple couldn't get to the baseline. Darius Bowling chases him down. He stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Sipple and give the ball back to the Titans. Here's Clow back into the lineup now. Clow checking in for the Irish. Aiden Clow replacing Kyler Sipple. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. 2:53 on the game clock. Second quarter. It's 26-22. Titans with a four-point lead and the basketball. Brogan Dunlap gets the pass in the corner down deep baseline right side of the bucket. Dunlap will put a long three up that's short off the front of the rim. Cole Taft with the rebound. Taft has the ball dribbled away from him and stolen. Now Kanabe comes up with it, and Kanabe ends up with the loose basketball. It was all over the place there for a minute. Kanabe gives the outlet pass out to Brendan Lemron. Lemron into forecourt. Brendan tries to get the pick and roll. Can't. Has to come to the top of the circle. Picks up his dribble. Hayden Clow with the pass to the right side. Underneath the basket to Toby Baxter. Baxter guarded over there closely by Glaudar. Can't get a shot. A three from the corner. Lemron doesn't go. Kanabe with the rebound. Ball stolen by Hunter Bowling. Bowling wants to go in for the driving layup. Stops for a minute. Has the ball stripped away. It's loose on the basketball court. And grabbing it up underneath the basket is Brendan Vaughn. Vaughn feeds in again. Puts it inside to Bowling. Bowling can't get a look at the basket to Dunlap, top of the key. On the right elbow, handling the ball is Darius Bowling. Skip pass to Dunlap. Long three, left elbow. That wouldn't go. That was a 24-footer from out of the left wing. But the rebound comes down to Brendan Vaughn. New shot clock for the Titans. They're up by four, 26-22 with a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Dunlap with the ball, 22 on the shot clock. Darius Bowling, one dribble top of the key. Feeds Dunlap in the corner, down deep on the left side of the basket. On the baseline, top of the key, flip pass all the way back out onto the right elbow to Vaughn. Vaughn feeds into Hunter Bowling. Bounce pass, Darius Bowling in the corner left side. Shot is up off, no good. Hunter Bowling with the rebound. Hunter Bowling, follow shot up, bounces and got the roll. Hunter Bowling with a great effort. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. Falling down backwards as he flipped that thing up and got it down. 1 minute to go here in the first half. The lead is six for HTRS, 28-22. Irish with the basketball against the man-to-man pressure. Lemron dribbling in, driving, laying up and got it. He got around the defender. Brandon Lemron has 4 points now in the ballgame. Makes it a four-point lead for the Titans, 28-24. 30 on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. From the corner, Glaudar is going to put up a three and got it. Nice-looking three-pointer by Emmett Glaudar, his second one this period. He's got 8 points, and suddenly it's the biggest lead of the ballgame for the Titans, up by seven, 31-24. Irish are going to play for the final shot of the first half here. 16 seconds to go in the stanza. To the left elbow, Hayden Clow. Clow at the top of the key, didn't want to shoot it yet. Goes to Cole Taft, 8 seconds to go. Lemron works to the left side of the lane. Three on the shot clock, top of the key. That's not the one they wanted. It won't go. There's a buzzer. And at the half, the HTRS Titans are leading. The Sacred Heart Irish are score, HTRS 31 and Sacred Heart 24. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout here. Then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap. That's coming up after this two-minute break. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guaranteed. Farmin' City Supply is where you'll find it. Farmin' City Supply is country poppin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock in this boys' D1 sub-district first round game. At the half, the HTRS Titans leading the Sacred Heart Irish 31-24. Let's look at the individual scoring at the half. First of all, for Sacred Heart, leading the way is Cole Taft. He has 6 points. Bo Fletcher with 5. Brandon Lemron has 4. Cooper Kanabe with 4. Hayden Clow with 3, and Tate Wilcox added 2 for their total of 24. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart made 1 out of 2 at the charity stripe in the first half. Scoring for the HTRS Titans, leading the way is Hunter Bowling and Emmett Glaudar. They each have 8 points in the first half. Brennan Vaughn added 6, Brogan Dunlap with 4, Jonathan Cook had 3, and Kamian Detman with 2, for their total of 31. Free throw shooting for the Titans, they made 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. 31-24, that's our halftime score. The HTRS Titans leading the Sacred Heart Irish. The winner of this one will face Johnson Brock right back here tomorrow night in a game you'll hear here on Sunny 101.3. Right now we're going to send it back to Justin Fluke at the Sunny 101.3 control panel there for 2 minutes of important sponsor information, then we'll give you an update of our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up right after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team of small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. Under a broad upper-level ridge, we'll continue to see above-average temperatures. Beginning with this evening, dropping back to around 33, we'll see mostly clear skies. Lots of sunshine for the day on Tuesday, with highs once again reaching the lower 60s. Scattered rain showers could move in Tuesday night, mostly cloudy as we dip back to around 40. Not as warm for the day on Wednesday, but still above average with a high of 56, we'll see mostly sunny skies, along with breezy conditions. A few clouds moving through Wednesday night as we dip back to 33. Thursday will bring lots of sunshine, high in the upper 50s and breezy conditions. We'll continue to see clear skies into Thursday night as we drop back into the mid-30s. Temperatures warm back up in the 60s to finish off the work week. High of 66 Friday, lots of sunshine, and it will be breezy. 36 for a low Friday night, along with passing clouds. A little bit cooler for the day on Saturday, high of 55 and mostly sunny. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Thank you, Regina. Currently here in Falls City, our temperature is 57 degrees. That after a high today, topping out at 66. And more warm days ahead, as you heard there. Again, our score at halftime right now, it's HTRS 31, Falls City Sacred Heart 24. We got the second half with Randy Gatula coming up. And don't forget, Auburn basketball also going on right now with their sub-district play that is on sister station KTNC 107.1 FM and also heard on the MSC radio app. Second half action coming up next.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money, it's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula with you. It's halftime. The HTRS Titans leading the Sacred Heart Irish, 31-24, our halftime score. Taking a look at our broadcast plans for this coming week, we will be back here tomorrow night for a doubleheader. Johnson Brock will play the winner of this one. That's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Then the 7:30 ball game will be the Pawnee City Indians and the Southern Raiders. We'll be back here again Thursday night for this boys' sub-district final. That's a 6:30 ball game. game. And we'll be back here again Friday night, and this is one you don't know about yet, the Johnson-Brock girls in their district final. Would you believe they're going to be hosting the Valentine Badgers? That's about a 7-hour drive. It's going to be a 6 o'clock ball game here at Johnson-Brock. Valentine and Johnson-Brock, you'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. All right, we move to third quarter action. Shakeford Hart has the basketball, the inbound pass, top of the key. Bo Fletcher hits the three. Fletcher opens with a long three, a 25-footer, way outside the three-point arc. And little sister Brooklyn sitting next to us with the headsets on, big smile on her face when her big brother sunk that three from the top of the key. Back to a four-point ball game now, 31-27, HTRS up by four. And the Titans with the basketball. There's a long three from the right side, up and good, answering quickly. Emmett Goddard, that's Emmett's third three-pointer of the night. He has 11, and it's 34-27. The lead is back to 7 for the Titans. Irish on the attack now. They move from our left to right, from south to north, to the north goal. Fletcher picks up his dribble. A cross-court pass finds Lemron with the basketball. Lemron gets a pick and roll there from Kanabe. Lemron's going to pull up for a three that's in and out off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Kamey and Detman. Detman across the timeline. Oh, he lost a handle on the ball, got it back. Puts it out to the right side to Hunter Bowling. Bowling with a nice feed pass on the right side. Gave it to his teammate Brennan Vaughn, and Vaughn lays it in. Brennan Vaughn has 8 points. And the lead now is 9. Biggest lead yet for HTRS in the paint. Little jump shot for 2 in the lane. A whistle and a foul. Cole Taft got knocked to the floor. Not sure, though, that's where the foul happened. I think it came down there on the battle for the rebound. It's going to be called on HTRS. The foul is on Hunter Bowling. His first, team foul number 1 of the quarter. Irish basketball. Lob pass comes in. Ball away shot for a short 2. Up and off no good by Tate Wilcox. And the loose rebound is pulled away by Detman. Detman down court pass finds Hunter Bowling with the ball. Bowling in the paint. Nope, I think he traveled. Nope, foul they're going to say. Thought for a minute we had maybe a travel, but instead we're going to get a foul called on the Irish. And I assume that's when it's going to go on Tate Wilcox. Yes, it is. On Wilcox, his first, team foul number 1 of the period on the Irish. 36-27. The lead is 9 for HTRS. There's a 3 from the left corner that's off the rim. A fight for the rebound. Bowling follow shot blocked nicely by Kanabe. Kanabe with the block shot. Outlet pass comes to Brendan Lemron. Brandon Lemron has the ball taken away by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap's got a 3-on-2 fast break. Dunlap with a floater and a shot that doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. I'm not sure if this was on the floor or if we're going to be shooting it. The foul is going to be on Lemron. That's his second, team foul number 2 of the period. At the free throw line, Brogan Dunlap, he'll be shooting 2 shots here. His team up by 9 already with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Dunlap takes aim. The first free throw is up and good. So Brogan Dunlap now has 5 points in the ballgame, and he'll have another shot coming here. Dunlap bends the knee, looks to the hoop, launches the shot. It's up and it's good. He's sliced that one down the middle. Got them both. He's got 6 now, and it's an 11-point lead for HTRS. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame, up by 11. Irish nearly turn it over. Fletcher's going to launch another 3 off the rim. No, and the rebound pulled away by Brogan Dunlap. Fast break, down court in a hurry to Vaughn. Vaughn collides with a defender. Spin move off the left, up and good for Brendan Vaughn. He's in double figures. Vaughn has 10 points, and now HTRS starting to blow this thing open a little here, up by 13. Timeout's going to be taken by the Irish with 5:39 to go in the third period. 40-27, Titans lead it. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. 4 free phones of your choice plus 4 lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you here at Johnson-Brock High School. 5:39 to play in the third quarter. The Irish have fallen behind by 13 points now. It's 40-27, Titans on top. When these teams met back in January at the Mudecas tournament on January 18th, the Irish got the win 31-22. Neither team could score many that night. A lot more points up on the board in this contest. All right, Irish with the basketball out of the timeout. The inbound pass comes to Lemron. A pick set by Kanavi. Lemron picks up the dribble at the top of the circle. Has to feed it to the left wing now to Cole Taft. Taft goes inside the free throw circle. Right side, Bo Fletcher. Fletcher holds the ball for a moment. Goes around Kanavi. Now backs out. Goes to the left side of the lane. Fall away shot blocked away by Emmett Goddard. Fletcher tried the jump shot on the left side of the lane. Goddard went high in the air and blocked it back at him. Damian Detman comes up with the loose basketball. Detman into forecourt at between the rings at the top of the free throw circle to the left elbow. Across court pass to Dunlap. Dunlap can't get inside the paint. Ball deflected away on the pass. Knocked away by Kanavi. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. 19 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be Titans basketball. Inbounding it, Rogan Dunlap. Baseline in the corner on the left side. Lobs it up top to Vaughn. Vaughn tries to dribble away from Fletcher. Goes across court to the far right side. Back to Dunlap it comes. Fletcher knocks it out of his hand. Dunlap chases it down before it went out of bounds. Dunlap gets the ball back. Shot clock at 4. Shot clock at 3. They're not going to get a shot off here. And the ball goes out of bounds. Irish will get the ball back. I think the Titans lost track of that shot clock. They didn't realize they were running out of time there. Irish basketball. Lemron gets the inbound pass. He's being harassed all the way down the floor by Detman. Comes to Fletcher on the right wing. Fletcher dribbles around the defender. Bounce pass out to Lemron on the left wing. Lemron wants a spin move into the paint. Goes to Fletcher. Open lift, Fletcher, 3. Bounces once, twice. He got it. He got the roll. It took about 3 hops up there on the rim before it dropped. Bo Fletcher in double figures now with 11 points. At the other end, a follow shot put up. Won't go. They kick it out to the top of the key. Round and traveling is going to be called on Kamian Detman. That shot by Bo Fletcher hit the front of the rim, went up in the air, hit the back of the rim, went up in the air, hit the front of the rim again, and then finally crawled in the hole for him for the 3, and that pulls the Irish back within 10 now at 40-30. They were trailing by as much as 13 at one point. 4 minutes to play. We're at the midway part of the third period here. Here's a 3 on the way by Taft, up and good. Cole Taft, his 3rd 3 of the night. He's got 9 points, and suddenly what was a 13-point lead is down to 7. Now the Titans. There's an offensive foul that's going to be called on Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap lowered the shoulder, and every time when you dip the shoulder and move into the defender, they're going to call it every time on you. And they got Dunlap that time. So now the Irish within 7 and a chance to close up further with this possession. There's Fletcher for another 3, and he got it. Bo Fletcher has 3 3-pointers here now in this third quarter. Little sister brought him some luck when she put on the headsets. Driving lay-in floater up and off, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. The Irish are storming back into this thing. They were down by 13, back within 4, and now we're going to have timeout taken by HTRS. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-1111. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
As much as 13 points, they have battled back to within 4 now, and they have the basketball. 40-36 coming out of the timeout. Lemron, spin move, gets around the defender, down court to Taft. Taft in the paint, jumper up. Oh, missed the short jumper right off the front of the rim. That was a little 6-footer that he's going to make 9 out of 10 times. The rebound comes down to Hunter Bowling. Now the Titans need a basket here. Bowling tried to put a pass down to the left side, threw it away, it went out of bounds. The Irish get it back. Coach Jamie Stice up shouting instructions here. The Titans We're up by 13, and then the Irish started battling back. We got a dandy battle going here for bragging rights in Richardson County. Here's Taft for three that doesn't go. A struggle for the rebound. Down there battling for it was Jonathan Cook and Kanabe, Cooper Kanabe, touched last by Cook. It'll stay with the Irish. A fresh 35 on the shot clock. Lebron to inbound it. Baseline under his own bucket, under the basket. Lobs it up top, ball stolen away. Nice steal by Vaughn. Vaughn now lost the handle on it, though it goes out of bounds. And I think they're going to say that Fletcher touched it last. Fletcher and Taft were down there battling with Vaughn for that basketball. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Titans. So now the Titans trying to preserve this lead here. Darius Bowling back into the lineup. Bowling in replacing Kamian Detman, who will set down. They come up to Bowling. Darius Bowling across court to the near side. To Brendan Vaughn. Here's a shot from the baseline left side. Gladar, that doesn't go. A three-point attempt. Rebound Kanabe. Kanabe out to Lemron. And now the Irish down by four come into forecourt. 2.5 minutes to play in the third period. It's a four-point HTRS lead. Titans trying, oh, there the ball's thrown away. Went right through the fingertips of Tate Wilcox. Titans trying to avenge a loss from back on January 18th. They fell to the Irish 31-22 in the Mudecas tournament at Beatrice. Here, the Titans with a four-point lead with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. HTRS basketball, ball stolen away. Wilcox, fast break, feeds it to Fletcher. Driving, laying up, and good, Fletcher. Give Wilcox credit with the assist. Bo Fletcher with the lay-in. He's got 16 points now in the ballgame. There's a driving layup on the baseline under the basket for the Titans, but a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to say the foul came on the floor, though. The foul is going to be on Lemron, his third personal, third team foul, fourth team foul of the quarter. So that's 14 fouls on the Irish with 2:06 to play here in this third period. Fletcher almost had a steal there from Vaughn. Vaughn gathered it in, feeds it into Gladar. Gladar turns it over. Fast break, Taft. He's got Fletcher on this side. Taft's going to back it out into the corner. Up to Lemron for a long three that's off the rim. A rebound, a follow shot. Put back up and good by Tate Wilcox. Wilcox has 4 points, and we are tied at 40. Folks, we got a ball game here. Here come the Titans. All tied up at 40. The ball tipped out of bounds off of Cole Taft. Titans need a basket desperately here. They have watched a 13-point lead evaporate to where we're now tied at 40, and the Titans have gone cold here in this period. Meanwhile, Bo Fletcher heated up and hit three threes and a two. He's had 11 just in this quarter. 4 3-pointers in the period for the Irish. With the basketball is Darius Bowling to the left side to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap spin move into paint. Nice little floater. Oh, nice move, but he couldn't punch Finney. Couldn't get it to follow, and Cooper Kanabe's there with the rebound. Irish with a chance to retake the lead. They led earlier in the ball game before falling behind. Looking for Kanabe. Ball grabbed up by Fletcher. Fletcher's had the hot hand. Maybe they ought to just let him shoot it. Up to the top of the key it comes. There's Fletcher's going to try it again. This one came up short, but the rebound and putback is there for Cole Taft. And I'm sure Bo Fletcher can say, yeah, that was a pass. I was just throwing the ball to Cole. Taft with the finish. Here's a follow shot on the other end that's up and won't go down. Put up by Brendan Vaughn, and then a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Vaughn. Sacred Heart on top, 42-40, with 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. 35 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Full court pressure being applied now by Kamian Detman. Now Fletcher will come down to help with the inbound pass as Detman was over there covering Hayden Clown. Fletcher into forecourt. Here he comes to the top of the free throw circle to the right side. Taft, open look three. It's off. No. Rebound brought down by Gladar. Gladar, outlet pass to Dunlap. Almost lost the handle. Right elbow. Kamian Detman. Detman across court pass to the near side. Hunter Bowling. Now Detman with the ball once again. Brendan Vaughn up to Dunlap. They're going to play for the final shot of the period here. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Broken Dunlap left elbow. 10 seconds to go. Dunlap to the right side. Vaughn back to Dunlap. Around it comes. They're going to have to hurry. Turnaround shot. Gladar blocked nicely by Kanabe. Follow shot up. Gladar doesn't go. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the HTRS Titans 42-40. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 40/20 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. Brooklyn Fletcher, my silent partner right beside me, wearing the other headsets, enjoying the broadcast tonight. Welcome, Brooklyn. 42-40, Irish up by two. We're back to live action. HTRS with the first possession of the basketball. Brendan Vaughn trying to set something up here offensively. Irish running their man-to-man still. There's a pass deflected away and stolen. With the steal is Tate Wilcox, who's back into the ballgame. Wilcox flips the ball out to Lemron, and he'll come down and set the offense. Pressuring man-to-man defense now by the Titans. They've turned it up a notch. Fletcher for three. Back of the iron doesn't go. It hit the support. That's out of bounds. Then the ball will go back over to the Titans. Titans seem to have turned that man-to-man defense up a notch now. A lot of pressure. I sometimes call that play like your hair's on fire. And they're really getting after the Irish defensively. Here comes Emmett Glador with the basketball. Titans need a basket here. They lost that big lead. They now trail by two. They'd like to tie things back up or take a lead if possible. Vaughn with the dribble between the circles. Lobs it into the corner. Deep baseline right side. It comes right back to Vaughn. Vaughn goes into the paint, into the corner. They wanted to go to Glador. Not there. Now Dunlap traveling is going to be called on Kamian Detman. Detman, the sophomore, drug the pivot foot there for a moment. So the ball goes back to the Irish. Sacred Heart with a two-point lead in the possession of the ball. Winner of this one plays Johnson Brock tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will be here to call the play for you. A cross-court pass underneath. Shot is up and good. Oh, great job finding Tate Wilcox standing on the far side under the basket. Somehow he got in behind the defense, and the Titans lost track of Wilcox. He was all alone under the bucket. Now the Titans with the ball. Inbound pass comes to Dunlap. Turnaround three. Dunlap, nope. Wouldn't get it. Rebound. Taft. Taft is going to take it all the way down. Thought he was going to go coast to coast. Now he decides to pull it back up top and give it to Lemron. He'll try a three and hits it. Brendan Lemron, his first three-pointer tonight. He has 7 points now in the ballgame. We're going to have a timeout taken by the Titans. 6:11 to go in the ballgame. 47-40. Irish up by seven. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, an incredible turnaround here for the Irish. A 20-point turnaround from a 13-point deficit to a 7-point lead. Midway through the third quarter, they were down by 13. Now with 6:11 to go, they've stretched their lead out to 47-40. And Coach Jamie Stice had seen enough. He wanted to call a timeout. You know, the temperatures got up into the 60s today here in Johnson. It sure doesn't take long for these high school kids to find their shorts. I looked around and a lot of kids coming in here in shorts. That's going to be a little on the chilly side tonight when they go home and we get back into the 30s. But everybody out enjoying the wonderful weather today. I know my grandkids were out. They fired up the trampoline this afternoon out in that sunshine when it got as high as 67 degrees. Everybody tired of being cooped up, I think. Here we go. 6:10 to play in the ballgame. HTRS down by 7. They have the basketball at the top of the circle. Kamian Detman comes to the left side with the pass. Down deep, Hunter Bowling has the ball. Bowling, bounce pass to Brennan Vaughn. Irish, looks like a 3-2-2-3 zone here. Shot from the corner, up and off, no good. Fletcher's there with a rebound. Bo Fletcher down the left sideline, takes it all the way into forecourt himself before handing it up to Lemron for three that doesn't go. Lemron's three is short. The rebound comes down to Brogan Dunlap. Fast break the other way, got away from him. Dunlap gets the ball back on the left elbow. A cross-court pass. High arching pass goes inside the paint. Forcing the shot up on the left side is Brennan Vaughn, and he can't get it, but he's fouled. And we're going to put Vaughn to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. Brennan Vaughn, the foul is going to be on Cooper Kanabe. On Kanabe, that is his second personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Brennan Vaughn, the left-handed free throw shooter, up and good. Vaughn's in double figures. He has 11 points tonight. He averages 8 per ball game, so he's had a good night offensively. The 6-foot senior, not wanting this to be his final game in a Titan uniform, makes the second one also. Got them both down. He's got 12 now in the ballgame. And it's back to a 5-point ballgame, 47-42. Irish basketball, Lemron at the top of the circle. Comes to Bo Fletcher. Fletcher on the dribble, the sophomore. Almost had it dribbled away from him. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by the Irish. There's a turnover. Bo Fletcher joined the team this year at Sacred Heart from Raymond Central, where he was at before, living in Valparaiso. Moved back to mom's hometown. Tricia Newsbaum, you might remember his mother, worked for me in my grocery store at Hinky Dinky a long time ago. 5:01 to go here as we're back to live action. Titans basketball, baseline left side. Can't get a shot off. They tried to throw a ball back up court. It went out of bounds. And that's going to be a turnover and give the ball back to the Irish. So, unfortunate turnovers for the Titans when they least need to have them happen. Down by 5 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Into the forecourt with the dribble comes Cole Taft with the basketball. Taft works around a double team, works to the free throw line for a jump shot that doesn't go, and there with the rebound is Glaudar. Emma Glaudar's got a 3-on-1 fast break. Feet to the left side, lots of action on the baseline, and before Brennan Vaughn could shoot the ball, he got shoved out of bounds down here, and we'll have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Tate Wilcox. Wilcox's second personal, second team foul of the quarter. Brogan Dunlap will inbound the ball. Still 4:33 to go in the ballgame, a 5-point Irish lead. Titans very much in this one if they can pop a three. There's one on the way up and good. Brogan Dunlap hits the three. He's got 9 now in the ballgame. And it's a 2-point contest, and here come the Titans. This has been a roller coaster ride of a ballgame. Irish were up. Titans were way up. Irish were up again. Now the Titans back within 2, and now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. Players got their legs tangled up down there. A very inadvertent foul on Emmett Glaudar. And Glaudar is going to get called for his second personal, team foul number 1 of the quarter. It's a 2-point ball game, folks, with 4:11 to go. Scoot up close to your radio, Richardson County. This is going to be a dandy finish. Here's an inbound pass that's tipped away out of bounds by Hunter Bowling. Irish will inbound it under their own basket, baseline left side of the backboard. Lemron to trigger it in. Bounce pass, gets it in. Kanabe goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. The foul will be on Hunter Bowling. Bowling's second personal, second team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe with 4 points so far tonight. He has not been to the free throw line. Shot is up and off, no good. It remains a 2-point lead here for the Irish. Titans just hanging around. They got down by 7, battled back. Kanabe's second free throw is up. This one is good. That makes the lead now back to three for the Irish with 4:05 to go in the ball game. It's a three-point contest. What a dandy we've got tonight here in Johnson. Having fun with this one. Here come the Titans. Fletcher with a steal. Bo Fletcher gets the steal, puts it down to Lebron. Lebron goes up for the layup and got fouled. Well, that was probably a pretty good play there on the part of Brendan Vaughn because Lebron was going to get a lay-in and a sure two. Now Vaughn spent a foul, and he's going to send Lebron to the line and make him earn him at the free throw line. Not a bad play there. Brendan Lebron shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. And since he missed it, that made it even a better play there by Vaughn committing that foul. Still a three-point margin, 48-45. Irish by three with 3:52 to go. Second shot is up and good for Brendan Lebron. And now the Irish lead is back to four, 49-45. Here come the Titans. Dunlap with the ball. Brogan Dunlap wants to dribble between the double team. Can't get there. To Hunter Bowling into the corner, left side of the basket. Fall away shot in the paint by Brendan Vaughn. He'll be fouled, and that's going to put the senior at the free throw line where he's going to be shooting two shots. Not sure this foul is going to go on Tate Wilcox, his third team foul, number three. Brendan Vaughn is 2-for-2 from the line tonight so far. Has 12 points in the ballgame. Shot is up and good. Now 3 out of 3 from the charity stripe with 13 points. He only averages 8 on the season. Brendan Vaughn having a good night tonight for the Titans. Vaughn. Shot is up and it's good also. And Brendan Vaughn had just pulled the Titans back to within 2 once again. 49-47. 3 minutes, 33 seconds to go in this one. Settle in. We got a lot of wood to chop here yet in the next 3 minutes. Irish basketball. Trying to get to the basket is Lebron. He can't. He picked up the dribble, goes off to Fletcher. Fletcher around the defender. The sophomore is down in the corner. Trapp got rid of it. Gets it back up top to Wilcox. It comes to Lebron. Shot clock at 10. Lebron in the corner. Almost had it dribbled away from him. Shot clock at 7. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on HTRS, most likely on Emmett Glaudar. Emmett just picked up his third personal. That is team foul number 4. The next one, the Irish will be at the line shooting. That might not be a bad thing if it stays close down to the wire here for the Titans. Inbound the pass to Tate Wilcox. Wilcox hands it up to Lebron. A fresh shot clock here. The Irish very patient. Fletcher in the corner on the right side. Looks to Lebron again. Lebron with a dribble. He stands between the circles at the top of the free throw circle. Finds Fletcher. Fletcher down into the corner left side. Shot clock at 15 seconds. Fletcher got a pick set there. Little pick and roll. And oh, did you see how wide open Kanabe was on the pick and roll? Now with the shot clock at 4, they launch a long one that won't go. It hits the rim, but the rebound comes down to Dunlap. Chance to tie for the Titans, and Brogan Dunlap lost it out of bounds. Safe for going out of bounds. Tip back into Lebron. 4-on-1 fast break to the corner. Cole Tapp holds it up and goes to Lebron. For 3, Lebron off the rim, no. Rebound, Kanabe, follow shot, got it. Cooper Kanabe got the putback. And the lead is up to 4 now with a timeout taken by the Irish. 2:15 to go in the game. It's 51-47. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Justin Fluke, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. It's been a dandy, and we'll have lots more of the same coming up again tomorrow night, Thursday night, and Friday night. 4 nights here this week. We'll be in this Johnson Gymnasium. First boys sub-districts and then girls district finals for a ticket to the state tournament on Friday night. Looking forward to this entire week. all set up here at Johnson Brock. We really appreciate the hospitality here. Mitch Roberts, the activities director at Johnson Brock, they treat us royally every time we come into this building. Wonderful hospitality room, and just is the better place to come. Jeff Kaler, the superintendent of schools, they are all so very welcoming, and we appreciate that hospitality. All right, in the fourth quarter, down by four come the Titans. 2:07 to go in the ballgame. On the right side, HTRS feeds it into the corner to Glaudar. Glaudar tries to penetrate. He'll pull up for a three from the corner and hits it. He got her. Emmett Glaudar, that is his fourth three-pointer of the night. He has 14 points, and it's a one-point contest. A minute 49 to go. Irish has seen their lead melt back down to one. They were up by seven. The Titans are getting back after him. Fletcher with a great pass to Kanabe. Can't finish. The ball is loose and the rebound comes down to the Titans. Oh, Bo Fletcher had Kanabe standing under the basket, fed him the ball, and Kanabe just could not get it to go. A cross-court pass to the near side. Titans with a chance to take a lead with a two here. Dunlap at the top of the circle. A minute 20 to go in the ball game. There's a reach-in foul that's going to be called on Brendan Lebron. Lebron just picked up his fourth personal, fourth team foul. So now, the next foul for either team, we're going to be shooting free throws here. Both teams have four team fouls in the period. A minute 18 to go. Irish by one, 51-50. Titans have the basketball, 30 seconds on the shot clock. Brogan Dunlap beats to the right side, across court to Darius Bowling, who's on the floor now. Oh, there's the ball nearly stolen. Fletcher almost got the steal. He tipped it away from Vaughn. Vaughn got it back. Shot clock at 15. Into the corner. Hunter Bowling with the ball. Hunter in the paint. Going to turn around, jump shot up short off the rim, and the rebound brought down by the Irish. Kanabe has it. A jump ball is called. Possession arrows goes to the Irish. Under a minute to go now. 48 seconds on the clock. Back into the ballgame, Kamian Detman checks in for the Titans. 48 seconds to play. 51-50. Sacred Heart up by one. They have the basketball. Inbound the pass to Lebron. About 16 seconds differential in shot clock to game clock here. Into forecourt with the ball is Lebron. Lebron to the right elbow. Finds Cole Taft. Taft hands up to the sophomore, Fletcher. Bo Fletcher holds it out to the top of the circle. 12 on the shot clock. Into the corner. Irish need to get a shot here. They're up by one in the paint. Cole Taft, shot is up short, but he's fouled. Cole Taft put the shot up and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Brogan Dunlap. So these are huge free throws for Cole Taft. Let's set the stage for you. 20 seconds to play. Irish up by one. Taft at the line shooting two. Cole Taft, first free throw is up. Off, no good. This was his first attempt from the line tonight. Taft has 11 points in the ballgame. He'll have a second shot here to try and make the lead two. 20 seconds to play. Cole Taft launches the second free throw and got it. It went down. 2-point lead for Sacred Heart. Now the Titans can either tie or take the lead with a two or a three. Dunlap gets it into forecourt. 18 seconds to play. Top of the key. Darius Bowling with the ball. Into the corner. Emmett Glaudar back to Darius Bowling. Double team in trouble. Top of the key. Three off the rim. No. Rebound. Kanabe. Kanabe gets it out to Taft. Fletcher's all alone down here. Wait a minute. A whistle. I think we're going to have a foul called on the Titans. The clock is down to 4.5 seconds. The Titans were a 3-point shot away from taking the lead there. The ball rimmed in and out off the hoop and wouldn't drop. So with 4.5 seconds to go, we put Cooper Kanabe to the line to shoot two shots. His team up by two. If he hits them both, he can ice the ball game. If he hits one of the two, the Titans still have life with a chance for a three to get a tie and force overtime. Huge free throws for Kanabe. He's one out of two from the line tonight so far. Shot is up and good. He hit that one. Kanabe has made it a 3-point Irish lead. This one would, for all practical purposes, ice the ball game for the Irish. What a game we've had tonight between the Titans and the Irish. Richardson County fans had to be entertained with this one. Cooper Kanabe trying to make it a 4-point lead. He looks to the bucket. Kanabe takes aim, bends the knees. The shot is up. It's good. 4-point lead for the Irish. And we'll have a timeout taken with 4.5 seconds to go. I'm going to keep it here live, Justin, and discuss the ball game a little bit. To give you an idea, the Irish led it after one quarter, 18-15. They were up by 3. They fell behind at halftime by 7, 31-24. Midway through the third quarter, they were behind by as much as 13 points. They battled back in the last 4 minutes of that third period from a 13-point deficit to where they got out of the quarter up by 2 at 42-40. And now, with 4.5 seconds to go, Sacred Heart holds a 54-50 advantage over the HTRS Titans. Whatever you do, don't turn your radio off when this game is over. Stay with us. We're going to have a post-game show for you here with a complete rundown of all the individual scoring, the individual numbers. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight in the scoring column. So stay with us for that post-game show. It'll be coming up after a short break after the end of the ballgame. All right, 4.5 seconds to go. Irish by 4, Titans with the ball under the Sacred Heart bucket. Irish are going to pick it up in midcourt to make that clock start running. They want to throw a long downcourt pass if they can to get it into forecourt. They weren't. Dunlap has it in backcourt. 2 seconds, 1 second. Dunlap for a long three. Off no good, and there is the ball game. The Sacred Heart Irish will escape tonight with a 54-50 win over Cross County rivals HTRS. And I use the word escape because the Titans pushed the Irish to the limit here tonight. And some of these seniors for the HTRS boys playing their final game here in a Titan uniform as the two teams exchanged handshakes and even a few hugs over there. Boy, that's great to see. Good sportsmanship between the two schools. They have been cross-county rivalries forever, these kids. 54-50, your final score. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post-game scoring wrap. After this 2-minute break, you've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assist with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques, boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, it was quite a shootout tonight here at Johnson Brock High School. These teams kept these fans that turned out for the game entertained. Our final score, 54-50. Sacred Heart will advance in the boys' sub-district action. They will face Johnson Brock tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. All right, let's break down the numbers for you here. First of all, for the HTRS Titans, they were led tonight by Brendan Vaughn with 14 points in the ballgame. Emma Glodar also had 14 in the contest. 9 tonight for Brogan Dunlap. Hunter Bowling finished with 8. 3 points for Jonathan Cook, and Kamian Detman added 2 for their total of 50. From the free throw line, this is interesting. The Titans went a perfect 6 for 6 in the second half at the charity stripe, finished 7 for 9 from the charity stripe for the ball game. Some seniors playing their final game tonight in the Titan uniform, Brogan Dunlap, Brennan Vaughn, and Hunter Bowling. And we certainly want to acknowledge those three seniors. I personally have had a lot of fun watching those young men play basketball at HTRS over the past few years. And their final game tonight in a Titan uniform, we wish them well. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 54 points on the board. Leading the scoring tonight, Bo Fletcher, the sophomore. He had 16 points in the contest. Cole Taft was also in double figures. He finished with 12. Cooper Kanabe had 9. Brandon Lemron with 8 points. Tate Wilcox had 6. And Hayden Clough added 3 for their total of 54. The Irish went 5 of 8 in the second half from the line. They ended up 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. Score by quarters, the Irish led by 3 after one quarter, 18 to 15. The Titans led by 7 at halftime, 31-24. Sacred Heart retook the lead by 2, 42-40 at the end of the third, and then went on to the 54-50 win tonight over the HTRS Titans. With the loss, the Titans finished their season at 11-13 on the year. The Sacred Heart Irish now improved their record to 14-11. And for those of you keeping track, Jamie Stice, the nephew of Doug Goltz, Coach Goltz, holds the edge on him now 2-0. They've played twice, and the Coach Goltz got the win on both times over Jamie Stice. Tomorrow night, we'll be back here at Johnson Brock at 6 o'clock tip-off. It'll be the Sacred Heart Irish, the Johnson Brock Eagles. Our second half of our doubleheader will feature the Pawnee City Indians and the Southern High Raiders. We hope you'll join us for that. Also, tomorrow night, over on KTNC, the Auburn Bulldogs will be playing the winner of the Wilbur-Claytonia-Raymond Central game that's going on right now in Auburn. So we'll have basketball for you both here on Sunny 101.3 and over on KTNC. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Justin Fluke, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score here at Johnson, the Sacred Heart Irish 54 and the HTRS Titans 50. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Radio Network.